April 11, the majesty of God. O Lord of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Psalm 89, 8 and 9. Yesterday, Brother Charles Chittenden took out a number of us on the water in his boat. We remained on the water and beach all day, sailed out of the Golden Gate upon the ocean. The waves ran high, and we were tossed up and down so very grandly, the spray dashing over us, the watchful captain giving his orders, the hands ready to obey. The wind was blowing strong, and I never enjoyed anything as much in my life. I was today to ride upon Christ, walking on the sea and stilling the tempest. Oh, how this scene was impressed upon my mind. The majesty of God and his works occupied my thoughts. He holds the winds in his hands. He controls the waters. Finite beings, mere specks upon the broad deep waters of the Pacific, were we in the sight of God, yet angels of heaven were sent from his excellent glory to guard that little sailboat that was careening over the waves. How vividly before my mind was the boat with the disciples buffeting the waves. The night was dark and tempestuous. Their master was absent. The sea was strong, the winds contrary. Had Jesus, their Savior, been with them, they would have felt safe. All through the long and tedious night, they bend to their oars, forcing their way against wind and waves. They are beset with danger and horror. These were strong men, accustomed to hardship and perils, and not easily intimidated with danger. They had expected to take their Savior on board the ship at a certain point designated. But how, without him, could they even reach that spot? All in vain, the wind was against them. The strength of the rowers was exhausted, and yet the merciless storm had not abated, but was lashing the waves into a fury as though to engulf the boat and themselves. Oh, how they longed for Jesus. In the hour of their greatest peril, when they had given up all for lost, amid the lightning flashes in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus is revealed to them walking upon the water. Oh, then Jesus had not forgotten them. His watchful eye of tender sympathy and pitying love had watched them all through that fearful storm. In their greatest need, he was close by them. Letter 5, April 11, 1876, to James White.